Fighting wildland fires isn't cheap. For example, the Grizzly Creek fire has cost about $32 million so far, said White River National Forest Supervisor Scott Fitzwilliams at last night's fire update meeting.
You know, those first 10 days, it was about $8 million in aircraft because that was the primary way to fight it. Undoubtedly, it's the largest fire in White River National Forest history. It's also, for sure, the most expensive.
Tom Kurth, Deputy Incident Commander with the Alaska team, added that the high costs have a lot to do with the urban-wildland interface, meaning people have built homes close to public lands.
But it presents a certain amount of problems for us because we're no longer protecting timber, really. We're protecting public interest, infrastructure, homes, values at risk, all that related thing.
Kurth explained that firefighters no longer have to protect timber stands. They now have to protect those homes and infrastructure. The Alaska team drew a 5-mile perimeter around the Grizzly Creek fire and set out to protect the values within those 5 miles.
Towards Eagle area, just in that 5-mile perimeter, we're looking at over $100 million of values that we're protecting. Over on the west side in the Glenwood Springs area, we're looking at about $2.5 billion of values that we're protecting there.
Then there's Interstate 70. In mid-August, as the blaze quickly spread to 25,000 acres, Governor Jared Polis said that it was the top fire priority in the nation, largely because the closure of I-70 had severely curtailed travel and trade. Tom Kurth said that when I-70 closes in Glenwood Canyon, it presents an economic loss of $1 million an hour. The Shoshone Power Plant and Glenwood Springs Water Supply are other values that firefighters worked hard to protect. Grizzly Creek is a main source of municipal drinking water. City officials shut off the Grizzly Creek source and relied on the Roaring Fork River in citywide water restrictions to maintain the municipal supply. Officials say that sediment from runoff or debris flows could still threaten the Grizzly Creek water source. For KDNK News, I'm Amy Haddon Marsh.